countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
Sticking with the sustainability issue, what's a microbusiness? Well, we learned this week that a microbusiness is a company with fewer than 10 employees. And across rural Ireland, microenterprises are key to providing goods and services as well as much needed local employment. Like in every county, the local enterprise office is waiting to help these small businesses, enterprises and family-run operations reboot for 2022. Well, joining me is Padraig McIlwee, who is the head of enterprise in County Clare and chair of the network of local enterprise offices known as LEOs. Good morning, Padraig.
Morning, Damien.
Will you give me examples of microbusinesses and how important they are, you know, in rural Ireland, in places like Clare?
I suppose, Damien, we see the small microbusinesses in every town and village throughout Ireland, and they've been really key to providing local employment. And they probably played a big role during COVID because suddenly people realised the importance of these businesses to their local communities and towns. And probably from our point of view, it's given our young people an option to remain in their local communities. It gives them a job opportunity. They may or may not want to take that, but at least they have the option.
Yeah, you mentioned COVID, and there are businesses all over the country looking for financial support now to kickstart again. Do you provide funding, or how do you work with them?
We work with microbusinesses at a variety of levels. And for example, if you're thinking of starting a business or a small business, your first option is come and have a conversation with your local enterprise office, and then we'll decide with you what is the best route for you to take. So for example, that might be participate in a Start Your Own Business course, which really gives you the nuts and bolts of starting a business. And I would encourage anybody thinking of starting a business, that course is really critical because that'll really tell you what you need to know. And sometimes people start a business, they're so enthusiastic, they believe it's going to be the best thing in the world, but sometimes they need to face reality and what are the practicalities, like what is your product or service, who's going to buy it from you, and very importantly, will you make enough money to put food on your table?
So for a microbusiness owner listening to us this morning, let's say somebody that's just started a business or thinking of starting a business now in 2022, maybe from their own kitchen or from the garden shed or whatever, is there criteria that they need to have met before they can walk into your office to have you work with them?
And Damien, that's a good point. Sometimes people decide they're not eligible for any support from the local enterprise office, and that is the wrong approach. What they need to do is have a conversation with us, and we can then decide what way we can support them. So, for example, is it training? Can we provide them with expert mentoring support? Can we provide them with funding support? So, for example, particularly during COVID, a lot of businesses, a lot of microbusinesses needed to move online very quickly. Like, we helped over 17,000 businesses develop an online presence, which really became critical to them being able to trade, particularly during the early stages of lockdown. So it's important, get in touch with your local enterprise office, have the conversation, and let's go from there.
Now, do you help existing businesses? You know, it's not just startups that you actually help out, because there's a lot of businesses now, as you said, they're pivoting, they're going online. They want to be more sustainable to attract customers who are becoming more discerning in that regard. So you could be in business 10 or 15 years, but if you're still below 10 employees, are you able to help them?
Yeah, definitely. Come and have a chat with us. And it's interesting, just your previous piece there in the Climate Cafe. We're doing a lot of work now with small microbusinesses around the whole area of sustainability. But where our focus is on is making practical changes. Because as you well know, there's all this talk about climate change. And sometimes a business thinks, well, that doesn't affect me, or what can I do about this? On our Green for Micro program, we'll actually give you a 2-day consultancy to go in and, for want of a better word, take a helicopter view of your business. Yeah. And look and see where the opportunities lie for you to make very important changes, and particularly that saves you costs and from our point of view, which is a positive thing, improves your profitability.
Yeah, no, that's good to know, because a lot of businesses are going to have to change how they operate into the future, and they don't really know where to look. So their local enterprise office is a good starting point. So how can people get in touch with you?
If you go to, the easiest way is go to localenterprise.ie and then select the county you're in. So for example, if you live in Clare, you get in touch with ourselves here in Clare. Or if you're up in Mayo, you get in touch with the Mayo office. So localenterprise.ie, easiest way to start.
And there's one in every county. Patrick, it's great talking to you. Thanks very much for joining us on the programme, and a happy new year to you, and the very best of luck in your work in the year ahead.